I'm John Batchelor, Gaius, Michael Lejos of Johns Hopkins, Germanicus, and we are enjoying our cups of wine by the Londinium before we wander off to another worthy Greek drama in the amphitheater, speculating about how our emperor Domitian treated a rebel, Saturninus, in Germania Superior last year, dispatching another general, Norbanus, who had reason to believe that he could be compromised if this battle went the wrong way. And Norbanus defeated Saturninus, who was duly executed along with all of his officers, and the purge was so widespread, there were no records kept. We really don't know how many were killed. In fact, we've not seen several of our colleagues since then up here in Londinium. We're far away from it, but we hear things. Now, Germanicus, it is time to discuss how Norbanus treated Saturninus. Remember when the German tribes couldn't cross the Rhine because the river melted? How is it that you expect the Emperor Putin to treat this rebel Zelensky?
Well, Mr. Putin, thanks to the massive renaissance of his military since the war with Georgia in 2008, has a tremendously effective force that can overwhelm the Ukrainian military in short order up to the Dnieper River. And a very short, sharp, and devastating campaign that reaches the Dnieper and that captures, you know, in encirclements and pockets as much of the Ukrainian forces as possible will go a long way to bringing Ukraine to the table, as they like to say. And it will, or should, if it is conducted with enough brio, be able to pull, you know, the curtain from Ukrainian fantasies and to open their eyes to the reality, just as any Roman emperor would want to crush such a revolt and bring it to a swift conclusion. Now, the problem, of course, is that unless the offensive is stunning and overwhelming and basically strips away any remaining authority that exists in the mind of Ukrainians that the West will come to their succor, it could go in a very bad direction. And the U.S., unfortunately, rather than just letting this play out, in which case a solution would be had between Russia and Ukraine, has in a sense acted as though Ukraine is already an informal ally of NATO, not a NATO member, but an ally of the U.S.
So the other governors will not aid Zelensky. France won't aid him. Germany won't aid him.
Right.
Poland won't aid him. The other generals will stand back and watch Narbonus destroy.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Poland would aid, but only if the Russians were to move across the Dnieper and toward cities like Lviv, which are close and were for centuries part of Poland. Western Ukraine is very anti-Russian and is poor territory for any Russian forces to go. But what I think will happen will be a far more calculated and deliberate move to break Ukraine's sense that they can continue to move west, and at the same time not lead to an existential struggle in which you have an emergent insurgency and Russian occupation forces under attack, and those being aided at every point and in every way by U.S. and U.K. Arms and training and intelligence. All of that would lead to a longer-term escalation and a huge potential for a real big war. So I think that this operation has to be tailored to its objective. And the objective is to end the rebellion and bring Ukraine back into the orbit of the Commonwealth as interpreted by Mr. Putin. And that seems to be a realizable objective. The problem for Mr. Putin is not simply the problem that a Roman emperor would face, that a breakaway group like Carausius, who went against the empire in the 3rd century and developed a practically independent state for 20 years. It isn't just the threat to the authority of Rome and the emperor. It also creates a separate identity. And Mr. Putin can see how Ukraine has moved steadily in that direction over the last 30 years, and it simply cannot encourage that, or at least acquiesce to that any further, and still maintain the influence. I mean, the anti-Russian policies of the current Ukrainian regime, stamping out Russian cultural legacies, is angering not just Mr. Putin, but also the entire concept of this fraternity of Rus', which is being put put in question. It's now a future if it goes unchecked by Mr. Putin. It encourages a future where Ukraine is completely separate and a satellite state, which it would inevitably become, of Germany. And in that case, then the Germans won. They won the First World War when it came to Russia, and now the Second World War's outcome is simply postponed, and the humiliating, shameful Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, from the standpoint of Moscow, is now going to reign forever. And you have a very clear intent on the part of the current American administration and its precedent blue administration under Mr. Obama, a very clear intent to get to Putin and overthrow him. In other words, the U.S. has acted more like a serious, deep, and abiding enemy over the last 10, 15 years when it comes to Russia than it has even as a neutral party, certainly not a friend.
Final thought, Germanicus, because we must get to the theater for our Greek lesson. Okay, fine. The success of Narbonus to smash Sardinus certainly made it clear to all the other governors, don't think about it. Will it make it clear to NATO, don't think about it? Will this remake the map of Europe?
Well, there's so many wrinkles here. One of the most important is that the Germans do not want this. And they would prefer to see an internal, that is to say, within the Commonwealth, solution to Ukraine and Russia. And if Ukraine is broken in a kind of blitzkrieg in the next several weeks, it is going to compromise American authority and possibly even break German confidence in the alliance and in continuing with its a close relationship with the U.S. The U.S. can only do harm at this point. If the U.S. intervenes by sending in aid and escalating the conflict, the Germans are going to be as upset about that as they are by the fact that the U.S. has essentially maneuvered this situation into coming to fruition. So either way, the U.S. loses, and it could lose very big. And Putin, as the victor here, if he is able to pull that off, will now be the force to be reckoned with in Europe. And there will have to be a new rapprochement, meeting of the mind, some sort of German-Russian agreement, which should send chills down
yes,
anyone with a sense of history.
Once upon a time, Norbenus marched on Saturninus, who was counting on his German cavalry, and the Rhine, of all things, it thawed, and that was the end of the battle. So now we're waiting for the mud to freeze for the beginning of the battle. Germanicus,
yes.
Who is Michael Leos, I am Gaius, John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, and it's time for Greek drama. Thank you.